And I am Halcyon. I'm here with my grandpa Caleb. We are in Southern California in the Wesley Palms Retirement Utopia, where we just had a splendid lunch outside where it's sunny and warm in the sun and little nippy in the cold.
Yeah, we sat out on the studio. We sat out on the beautiful place. We look out on 16 palm trees and sit there in the sun and had our meal.
It was beautiful. And I think the highlight for me was mm-hmm. when our neighbors were trying to figure out one wonderful woman was saying, "Oh, I like your coat. In fact, I want it." And then the other woman said, "There's no way this will fit around you." And then the other one said, "Sure it will. What's your bra size?" And then one of the gentlemen at the table goes, "Ah, I'm getting out of here. Let me get out of here."
Ah. Oh, that's something.
It was very fun. Nothing like the seniors of our world talking about bra sizes.
Yeah.
That is a joy.
Cheerful old people, though. Some of them, like that lady.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
She makes life exciting.
I like all of them. Yeah. So, it is now a little after 1 o'clock on Tuesday, so we like to take just a couple minutes every week to celebrate Hug Nation. It's the concept is not unlike what people have done for eons. You know, where people just it's kind of like a prayer, kind of like putting out an intention to the universe, and it's kind of like when you congregate with people that think like you. It sometimes makes it easier to access those parts of yourself, and that's why I think sometimes going to a lecture or going to church can be so much more rewarding than reading that by yourself or hearing it on a tape, because when you're around people that are absorbing and feeling the same things, it intensifies the experience, I think.
Indeed it does. There's nothing like human touch to make a difference in life.
And so
the reality of it.
Yes, and so I think that what we're trying to do here is that even if we don't have actual physical touch, we're trying to use the technology of the internet to simulate the touch that we feel with one another in non-physical ways.
The humanoids all these years, and the other animals. I've been down to that museum, and I've been amazed at how we have evoluted, now we've changed. I can't understand how the people go back to the Genesis account as being, it's just one idea, one answer. It doesn't satisfy at all. We're evolving. I think that we're in the tribal period now. The tribal period is when we now have our larger group and our country, and we're evoluting slowly. I say we're in the adolescence or the childhood. When we get to kill all these young people around the world, oh my, I feel so sad about that. I've been in demonstrations lately. It's wrong. It's horribly wrong to be killing off our youth when we should be able to help them evolve and be able to love one another and learn to be part of this amazing experiment. But this is amazing right here.
So is that the, what's the next step after our tribal phase?
Begin to recognize that we are one. The tribe begins to increase, and that's what that's what the United Nations was basically for, to save succeeding generations from the terribleness of war, and yet we haven't moved beyond that.
So instead of being multiple tribes, we become a single family.
Well, and yes, indeed, we would recognize that we are the same as all other humanoids on this planet, and we're not doing that. And that's one of the saddest things. Even this religious right, I think, is going down that line of, goes back to civil war, goes back to the whole idea that one person is superior to another. And that's not true.
It seems crazy that almost, I mean, I'm no religious scholar, but it seems like every major faith has that sentiment, that we are all connected. We are all, you know, there are some people that are chosen and not others, but, goodness gracious, but it seems like that while the faiths tend to teach tolerance and connectedness, the practices often separate people.
Indeed. It's one of the saddest things of our country today, and they say that the 11 o'clock worship hour is the most segregated hour. Indeed it is. In fact, we're having two kinds of churches in America, and one is trying to follow what they call the teachings of Jesus, and the other is saying, no, we are superior. It goes back to the Civil War in our own country. It goes so slowly, so slowly. But we have to come to that. That's, we're on our way. And therefore, I am of good courage, and I'm looking forward to better understanding as time goes on. I have seen the power of that and manifest in so many ways as I recognize what the creative intelligence or the unbegun beginning and sustainment is trying to do with our minds and get over all these prejudices. You call this Hug Nation, and that's the idea. You hug yourself and think that you are not alone. You have a brother, you have a sister. And you now, we are touching you with our mind, our thought, and our eyes.
Huh? Yeah, no, I was just giving someone a thumbs up who's watching.
Okay,
us,
so. Very good.
Well, let's take that as a intro into Hug Nation, where we take...
Like this?
We take a moment, and we give ourselves a hug around our shoulders. We grab ourselves, and we... If we're in the chat room, we look at the other people who are in the chat room. We look at their names. If we're wherever we are, we look at the faces around us, the faces of the people we've seen today, this morning, yesterday, the family that we saw on Thanksgiving, the family we missed on Thanksgiving, people close to us. And then we think about the people that maybe are getting on our nerves a little bit. Think about the people that you may have had a little conflict with. Imagine giving them a hug as well. And then think about people that you don't know. Think about strangers in the street next to you, the next town over, across the country, and across the world.
Oh, it's so very exciting. I heard this morning from a man, from a woman in Germany, and I heard this morning from a girl in Hawaii. And, to have the intercourse of mind and just touching the thought, and we are on the same wavelength.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I liked sharing this idea of Hug Nation with you, Grandpa, is that because I think you see it. We who are so indoctrinated into the internet culture, it doesn't seem that weird for us to be able to interact with people all over the world. But you still see the wonder and the miracle almost in that of the being able to exchange ideas and thoughts and emotions with people all over the world. And it kind of is that baby step.
Yeah.
Towards getting away from that tribe.
Right.
And I think that...
Well, that's
that
inexpressible. That's great.
And so...
Try, and keep being willing to grow and keep the growing edge of your life smooth and sensitive and tender.
Wonderful. I like that. So we're giving ourselves a hug and we're grabbing our shoulders and we're imagining that the arms grabbing us are the arms of our neighbors and from people far away, from people in cultures that we may not understand, but we know that they... at their heart would rather hug us than hurt us. And we feel the same way, and we put out there, and we, as we squeeze our shoulders, we're squeezing not just our shoulders, but we're squeezing the unknown entity of one that we are a part of, and that is projecting and visualize that the ray of your good energy just networking around the world and connecting all these people, because you are a part of that one loving force that is the only true force that can change things.
And thank you, my brother and my sister, wherever you may be.
Hold on one last squeeze and visualize, and we'll just take a moment. Spreading light into all the dark corners, trying to alleviate a little bit of fear. Amen. Happy Hug Nation. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be here next Tuesday as well, and every Tuesday, unless you hear otherwise on the Hug Nation website, hugnation.com. And we appreciate you shining your light. Love you.
You're beautiful.